is a very famous mizmor. It's actually well known because, firstly, I assume you're aware that many people have the minhag. I think in Ashkenazic circles, that's what I've seen. The practice is to recite this mizmor. Correct, Hashal Shudas. Some people, if I'm not mistaken, sing it three times, three different nigunim. That seems to be the practice among Ashkenazim. That's one of them. What are the others? That's number two and number three. Not bad. So I don't know any of those three nigunim except for the first, actually, which is old as the hills. The other two are a bit more modern for me. It is my minhag, but I don't always fulfill it. As a matter of fact, rarely fulfill it, only because usually I'm singing a daf yomi at that time, so that takes care of the mizmor l'David. But I will point out that Sfardim say it on Friday night after Aleinu. If I'm not mistaken, I think after Aleinu, before Aleinu. Okay? Before Aleinu. And the reason why I am very fond of this mizmor, I'm fond of all mizmor in Tehillim, but I'm especially fond of this one because, unfortunately, I served as a rabbi in the United States for a number of years, and at funerals, often I used to have to recite this mizmor in English. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down on green pastures. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. So that's among the thousand reasons why I made Aliyah. In order that I should learn some Hebrew. I just want to first comment... just a few general comments before I get to the specifics of the mizmor. I'll just mention Mishnah Berurah, a comment of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Samach Vav Sifkot and Gimel. Mishnah Berurah writes that there's a minhag lechatchila to say this mizmor Hashem Roi between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. So that's the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah. And how am I familiar with this minog? My mother, Aleha Shalom, had such a minog. My father did not. The Mishnah Berurah says, better, he writes, V'yoseh nochon, she'omar na'acha achilas birchas hamotzi. Better to say it after hamotzi. I don't fully grasp this minog to say between the tzilas adayim and hamotzi, it would seem to be a hefsek. And the Mishnah Berurah himself tells you, better to do it after Birchas Hamotzi, and he quotes this in the name of the Eliyahu Rabba, in the name of the Shlach Kodesh.
Why is it connected to Netilas Yadayim at all?
Excellent question, which I was about to ask, but you asked it for me. And this needs a bit of attention, what the connection is. So far we mentioned the makar for the recital of this mizmor in different periods of time in davening. We said, you mentioned, Moshe, that the Nusach Svard, every Friday night, Nefesh Shmanesvei of Mayrib, before Aleinu, and the... Ashkenazim and the Zmiros of the Suda Shlishis of the Shal Shudas three times, and now I also mentioned to you the minhag to say by Levaya. There is also such a minhag, and the fourth practice the Mishnah Berurah has between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. I want to read now another part of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kufayin Sivkot Nalef. There he writes in name of Chayodim, I'll call upon him Yomar Ezim Mizmor. Some Mizmor should be said, but Tov Loma Acha Bechas Hamotzi Mizmor Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. Dahu divrei Torah utfila amazonosav. Mishnah Berurah tells you why do we say this mizmor? What is it, the connection between this mizmor and after Hamotzi to the Suda? Because it's divrei Torah, and you are having the mizmor utfila regarding mizonosu shel adam, regarding a person's mizonos, his sustenance, and the like. Where do you see that? Very quickly in the beginning. Hashem roi lo echsa. Translate. The translation, of course, is Hashem is Roi, Hashem is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thank you. You also can become a rabbi in the United States. And furthermore, it says there, Nafshi Yeshovev, Taruch Levan HaShulchan, Kosi Revoya. So I saw in the art scroll, I went looking. I saw in the art scroll on Tehillim in the name of the Ari HaKadosh that this mizmor has 57 words. Keminyan Zan. The word Zan means Hashem who sustains, correct? Zayin Nun is 57. And how many letters are there? Resh Chav Zayin, 227 letters, which of course correspond to Bracha. What's the problem? I started counting. And I discovered only 219 letters.
A lot
Mullers instead of the Chaser?
So apparently the Chaser is that Ari just referred to, because the shame, Hashem, is counted twice. Once because it's used in the name, in the language of Havaya, and once because of the Kri, which is based on Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud. So since the shame of four letters appears twice, apparently Kanirea, those are the eight osios that are mashed in the minyan. This is speculation on my part. But I just had to, by way of Akdama, mention this because one of the things that my father, Oliver Shalom, was very, very thunderstruck. My father was very into the Tehillim. He knew Tehillim by heart. I'll pay, he said it every week, the entire Sefer Tehillim. And one of the things that struck him and aroused his pique and fancy was the last pasuk. There seems to be a difficulty, because I would have written it differently had they asked my opinion, but David HaMelech did not consult me, and luckily for him. And so the language of the pasuk is, V'shafti b'veis Hashem l'orech yomim. What does that mean? I will sit in the house of Hashem all my days. Now the verb, of course, the shoresh is yudshin bet, and therefore the past tense really should read, not shafti, but rather yoshafti. And the mafoshim understand this word is referring to yeshiva. We're talking about sitting, talking about dwelling. I think I told you already a few times that the Rambam has a very striking interpretation of Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha. The Rambam interprets that not the way all Rishonim interpreted it, which is happy are those who dwell in your house. How does the Rambam interpret it? Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha, happy are those who sit. And the Rambam writes, therefore, Shai Yeshiva, Shom Iske HaMitzvah, the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah, Shom Aleichem. The Rambam says that sitting in the shul, that is exactly the proper posture. And that's what the Rambam has. Hilchos Tefillah, the entire tzibur sits the entire time. They don't stand, with the exception of Shmoneh Esrei. And of course, the Shiat Tzibur stands because he is representing the Tzibur. But other than that, the Tzibur is essentially be yeshiva.
That's why the Sfarim Teorim always sit.
Correct. Based on that Rambam. They sit for the Kaddish as well. Yeah. They sit in Toto. I davened this past week in the United States of America, US of A, in many Sephardic synagogues, and they sit. They're in a sitting mode and a sitting posture based on this Rambam. However, most interpret the pasuk differently. But the problem here, as I said to you, if you look at the Targum Menuhin on this pasuk and the Mitzvot David, they understand B'shafti is referring to Yeshivasri B'Veis Hashem Tiyad Orech Yamin. And I also looked as well in the Concordancia of Mandelkorn, and also he has a similar kind of approach to this language of Shafti as meaning B'yosh Shafti. Ad Kedekach, where the art scroll quotes the Briskarov. Briskarov apparently said there's a remez here in this last line in the Mizmor to the Gemara and Saita, the Gemara Davim and Beis. Gemara occurs a few other times in Chas. Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Lamalchi Beis David Bilvad. That the only ones who are allowed to sit in the Azara are the Malchi Beis David. I think I once mentioned, said over from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, in one of his famous drushes, which actually is printed, good segments of it, the Rav distinguished between the Beis Hamikdash and the Beis HaKnesses, namely, which one is my home and which one is Hashem's home. The answer is that Hashem's home is Beis HaMikdash. If we come there to essentially Aliyah Regel to visit, we are Orchim, and therefore a person who is an Orech does not sit, but rather stands, and the posture that one should have in the Beis HaMikdash is the pasuk says twice in Chumash, Mikdashi Tiro, a posture of Yira, of Mora. The Gemara in the first paragraph of the Yevamos speaks about Mora Mikdash. And Mora, as you know from the Gemara Megillah and the Gemara Brachas, Mishnah and Brachas and the Gemara Megillah, what it entails, exactly what one is not allowed to do in the Vakam HaMikdash, Mashenkin, 1 second, the Beis HaKnesses, there, based on this Rambam that I just mentioned to you, and based on the Gemara at the end of Brachas, the Gemara says the Beis HaKnesses is Kibesa, it's a Mikdash Ma'at, it's a miniature Mikdash, but it is considered to be the Beis HaKnesses, my home, and Hashem comes to visit. How do we know, said the Rav? The Gemara Brachas in the first parak. He comes to Shul and sees there's no minion, and the Almighty becomes upset. Madu Abasi Ve'enish, Karasi Ve'enoneh. So you see that it's our home, and he comes to visit. And that's why in the Beis HaKnesses, the mitzvah is not as in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, what we're supposed to do is, V'ani b'rom chazdecha olo beisecha, next word, eshtachaber. We see that in the Parsha Kisavah, the Parsha Bikurim. But the Torah says, v'ishtachabisa v'ashem elokecha, ishtachabah is the proper posture. The tone is one of mora, one of fear. Masha'enke in the Beis HaKnesses, there the posture is not one of ishtachabah, the physical posture, nor is it one of Mora, but rather one of Kavod. And Tvei Dinim, Tashetza, a dialectic, classic dualism that you see here, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaKnesses, this is a famous drasha of Rav Soloveitchik. And so the Briskarov apparently utilized this pasuk b'shavti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai. So again, he connects it to that Gemara. But whatever the case is, I'm not going to just examine the mizmor based on the gematria. I'm interested more in the thematic, conceptual elements that I found in this mizmor. All this by way of a nice little preamble introduction to the mizmor. Go ahead, Chad.
Why is it that Melech is the exception with regard in the house of Hashem?
Malchut Beis David, Dafka. Apparently, Malchut Beis David, Kanireh, they are considered to be residents. The reason, again, why Malchut Beis David, because that is the ultimate Malchut, is Malchut Beis David. As a matter of fact, the Brisker of and others in the Brisker world, as you probably know, really this not, I'm going to get off the topic very quickly, which is not good, but I have to respond to your question. You notice that in the Shvanesvei, there are two brachas that really were one, but they were separated. Namely, which two brachas were really one and were separated? Excellent. And the bracha Besemach David Avcha Me'er Tatzmiach. If you look throughout Tanakh, and this requires a separate shiur, but anyone who learns Tanakh recognizes it very quickly, that you see the inseparability of these two, shall we say, facets. One, Yerushalayim, which of course is the Makom Hashuras Hashchina. Right in the bracha of Yerushalayim, we say, V'chisei David Me'era L'Seich HaTochim. So David HaMelech and Yerushalayim are bound up inextricably. You can't separate one from the other. And that means that Malchut Beis David is also bound up with the Beis HaMikdash, with Yerushalayim. And we have the second bracha, which of course is the hope for Mashiach, Tzemach David Abdecha, Me'era Tatzmiach, Tzemach David. There's a sefer called Tzemach David, but here we're talking about David HaMelech, correct? He's the precursor, as it were, of the Mashiach, the counter-term Yeshua Secha, but these two are ideas are really very much bound together. Okay, but you just have to give me a few moments, otherwise I'm not going to even... go ahead.
Is it possible that Shafti means to return and not to sit?
So I was waiting for that, Baruch Hashem. That's exactly what I wanted you to say. But I think that is a... you would call it a stretch.
Why?
The word... again, take a look at the language... It means actually, when you say just now, you said to sit?
To return.
Now, so I also thought of that, but there's a problem, because first of all, the Rishonim don't say what you say. They understand it as be yoshafti beves Hashem, even though the language is used is the language of shafti, but you're suggesting that it means lachzor, to come back, which is what your suggestion is, if I'm not mistaken, correct? Why can it not be that? Or perhaps it can be that? The problem is the one who suggests what you suggest is the Ibn Ezra. You know the Ibn Ezra here on this pasuk? So the Ibn Ezra, basically, and the Radak also, that they have difficulty with the translation that all of us assumed till Judah appeared on the scene. Baruch Hashem came back just in time. And they assume, I'll read you part of the language of the Radak, they have difficulty with the explanation that I just provided, which I think is the Pashup Shat, namely, I will dwell or sit in the house of Hashem. They have difficulty with that. Because they say, Al-Pichuki Adiktok, it's wrong. And therefore they suggest what Judah suggested, that the proper translation is Lashuv. Lashuv meaning, as you said, to what? To return. I'll read the Ibn Ezra. B'tam b'shafti pam achapam. And he brings Pesukim in Yirmiyahu and other Pesukim in Yeshayahu. I'm not going to read the whole thing. The Radak also has a similar kind of approach. And they assume, as you do, as Judah assumed, that the language of b'shafti refers to Lashuv, to come back to the Beis Hashem, Lorech Yomim. So both explanations are, I think, very much in place. Both that of the Radak and the Ibn Ezra, who explained the way Judah explained it, or the other explanation, which I think most Rishonim seem to assume, that B'shavti Beis Hashem refers to, as I said, V'yoshavti. Now, I will perhaps, if you don't mind, make mention, and is there any proof from the Mizmor itself as to which of these two Pshatim would seemingly be more correct? Do you have a sense, maybe from the Mizmor itself, or there's no hechreach from the Mizmor itself, which one is the correct approach? And therefore, what does that tell you?
That doesn't sound like anointed.
Let me step back one second. What is the primary theme of this Mizmor? Let's just read the Psukim. Mizmor the David, Hashem Roi, Hashem is my shepherd, lo echsar. I will not want for anything, I'm not missing anything. Binos Deshe Yar Bitseini, as I translated before, what does it mean, Binos Deshe Yar Bitseini? What does Hashem do? He maketh me lieth down in green pasture, or something along those lines. That's what I used to say. Gives to the Ankusa Lavishtacha. And then it continues. Almei Menuchos in Aleini means obviously you want Hashem to lead you. Almei Menuchos. Nafshi Yishovev, correct? We're reading further. What does Hashem do? Nafshi Yishovev. Translate that. Translated based on Rashi. Excellent. But who is the one who revives my soul? Hashem is Barach. Rashi actually basically says that very clearly. You know, Rashi understood the word Yishovev as relating to what, Judah? The word Shov, to mean to return. Again, the Radak and Ibn Ezra do not understand it that way. They understand it in light, they understand the end of the Pasuk, the end of the Perek, the last Pasuk, namely, B'shat Beis Hashem, B'shuv V'nachas, means Hashem, in terms of, he is the master shepherd par excellence, Hashem Rawi. So what does he do regarding the flock? He doesn't drive the flock from one grazing area to the other, but he leads it slowly so the sheep don't become exhausted. But according to what the Ibn Ezra and the Radak understood it, as I pointed out, the again, Meshuvah Vanachas, that's the language of Shav. Rashi seems to agree with Judah, what Judah said earlier. Hashem restores my koach. Nafshi Yishovev. So this perhaps might be, again, I'm not saying it's Muchach. I'm trying to bring a riot to the last pasuk in terms of the earlier pasukim, but it's not Muchach. I can just continue. Yancheni b'magalei tzedek l'man shemo, that we know what that means. Hashem leads me on a path of tzedek, l'man shemo, for his name. And then we have an absolutely gorgeous pasuk, which I don't know too many nigudim, but here's one of them that I do know. I think I know it. Gam kiyei lepegei tzalmav lo irado. Mom, I can't repeat any words. Da la la da da la 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 la. How's it go next? Ki atoi ma di da 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 shift echo mi shant echo hey mo yinachamuni. If you ever need a singer, don't call on me. Anyway, when I took aptitude tests, I scored highest as a musician. So even though I know that that's the ultimate proof that those aptitude tests have absolutely no value whatsoever, but I have to demonstrate with the palm of palm that I do have some, shall we say, affinity in that area.
She's probably cheaper at a class than a professional.
Okay. The question is whether, again, Tarach Lefan HaShulcha Neged Tzoroi Dishanta Vashemen, Roshi, Kosi, Revoya, me Hashem anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. Achto v'chesed defudi kol yimei chayoi, v'shafti b'veis Hashem l'orech yomim. So as I said, the word v'shafti, the way the Targum here also, the Tzidas Dabba translates, it means to sit. And that's what the Brisker Rav alluded to, the Gemara and Saita and Avmen, but the Radak disagrees, and he sees the language of v'shafti as more being a language of tranquility, of being calm, of returning. What? Okay, that's a very good analogy. I happen to like it. But the question is, we have to see the words Shiva, Yeshiva, Shuva. Means what does Dalai HaMelech want in this Mizmor HaTehillim? He simply, seemingly, is desirous of sitting B'menuchas HaNevesh. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted B'menuchas HaNevesh in the base, and instead I ended up 8 days in the frigid weather. How does everyone know everything? Can I ask you that question?
I'm going back to America soon. If the Rosh Hashanah is there, I don't know.
What Noach said a second ago. Acha sha'alti meis Hashem, Moshe Avakesh, how does it go? Shifti meis Hashem kol yimei chayai. So there's no question. Everyone agrees that shifti there means yeshiva, the chaladeh, unquestionably. In the Tehillim over there, Tehillim Chav Zayin. Undoubtedly. But the question is over here. Again, obviously, Dalai Melech has many preoccupations. He's a melech. I'm not saying there's an afkamina. I think there is an afkamina, but that's for a different shir. Okay. But I'm simply just trying to, by way of introduction to the shir, just to see if there's any hechreach in the text of the psukim one way or the other. I think both have a basis. Lefiyah Yusdaiti. But, okay, that was all simply... I'm sorry?
What's the exact definition of Baruch Yamin for many years?
Yes. That's one translation. Others have different translations. But I'm simply indicating that I think both translations of Shafti... By the way, I will just mention one or two other problematica before I get to the themes of the Mizmar.
It's returning to the Beis Hashem for many years.
Yes.
That's it, really.
You don't like that?
I think it's sitting
okay.
there for many
years. Good. Stay there.
Yeah,
yes, but he's saying the other reading seems to be a bit smoother.
Right, yeah.
To remain seated or to remain, shall we say, ensconced in the house of Hashem. Listen, those of you who, Baruch Hashem, was honored to be in Eretz Yisrael, and I also was once in Eretz Yisrael, I think I'm still there, but I was once learning in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. And those were the days of tranquility, the days of yore. They were days of absolute majesty, days beyond description. And only one time. I want to just comment. My father also was troubled by the Lashon. Shivtecha Mishantecha. Heima Yinachamunu. The word Heima. That is superfluous, tautological, unnecessary. He could have said Shivtecha Umishantecha Yinachamunu. What are we talking about here? And in general, what's the connection between Shevet and Mishenet to Tanchumen? We're talking about Tanchumen, which are what? Consolation. Ma Keshe. Shevet, generally, if I'm not mistaken, what is the point of Shevet? Shevet is a rod. The Gemara says, Chazal says, there's a paragut over there. Ashur Shevet Api. Hashem uses Ashur as his rod to go and punish others. Hashem uses the Umas Olam as a whipping boy to be Miyasahum Am Yisrael. They become the instrument in the hand of Hashem Yisbarach. Or the Gemara says in Pasuk Mishlei, the Gemara Makis, Chesed Shifto, Sodi Beno, spare the rod, spoil the child. You remember that? Yeah.
Why would the rod comfort somebody?
You're asking an excellent question. That's exactly what I'm asking. It's exactly what's the trouble thing. Troubling. Troublesome.
When a parent punishes, they know you care.
Oh, so there are those who argue along the lines of Aryeh. Kasher Yaseh Rishis Beno, Hashem Elokecha Miyasveka. Pasuk in Dvarim. Just as Hashem, actually, one who loves his child, has disciplined the child, and the like.
Not in today's day.
Oh, Hashem.
Wasn't there a question about Rabbi Akiva, like how he got so brutally murdered? And like, there's an idea that Hashem wants to create the world in a world of din, and like Hashem like added in mercy, like Rachman, because he couldn't keep din.
Beyom Biro Hashem Elokim Eretz Shabayim in Perek Beis of Bereishis. That's the theme of Rabbi Soloveitchik. Many, many articles. Yeah, the second parak has already the combination. Perek Aleph is Elokim, the shame of Midas Adin. Perek Beis already has a merger of Din and Rachim because Hashem realized he cannot direct the world purely with Din; it would simply not operate. Yeah.
But the world is like supposed to be Din. So like when you see that Hashem is judging you with Din, you know that you've like gone to a level where. So like when you see that,
and I would go even further, if you don't mind taking what Ehud said and just extending it slightly. Namely, even when Hashem is operating with Midas Adin, in reality it's not Midas Adin. What is it? Midas Rachamim. We don't often appreciate it or realize that. And it's what we say it in the, every Monday in the Mizmar. Diminu Elokim. That which I thought was Midas Adin Elokim is really what? Chazdecha Bekerev Echolecha. Is the Chesed of Hashem. It's revived from Gemara at the end of the fourth paragraph of Psachim, and many other rise to what Ehud said. That's a big Yisod. Yisod Gobel, I like it very much. Could be just the Pshat over here. Okay, very good, excellent. I have not yet gotten to anything. I just, all this by way of a little introduction. Yeah?
So maybe it's like Kapara.
Okay, it could certainly be that, unquestionably. No doubt about it. And I'll just mention, so now, all this was in order to deal with the word Hema, Yinachamunu. The reason why Hema, what does Hema refer to? The Shevet and the Mishenet, which normally, as you pointed out, are not usually instruments of, shall we say, of compassion, of mercy. And yet, they're going to be here in what role? The role of Yenachamunu, the role of being Menachamim, of comforting, of consoling, which of course is somewhat of a Chiddush. Even going a bit further, Taruch Levana Shulchan Neged Tzoraroi, again, the Radak actually explains, based on a Medrash, Negatzorah referred to my enemies, the Shanta Hashem Roshi Kosi Ravoya, and of course at the end, Achto B'Chesed, Yudafuni Kol Yimei Chayai, V'Shavti B'Veis Hashem, L'orech yamim. Now this mizmor, let's go now to the, shall we say, nuts and bolts of the mizmor itself. The mizmor consists of, as you know, six chukim. And obviously, the mizmor is a shir on the part of David HaMelech expressing his desire to come close to Hashem Yisbarach. And of course, he wants to feel that closeness, that intimacy, that hargasha. And this idea that Hashem is a roeh is not a chiddush to you at all. Namely, where do we find the idea of Hashem as a roeh? Or even, let's say, you find it among leaders of Klal Yisrael, they're considered to be roeim. Who is the classic roeh?
Moshe
Rabbeinu. Raya Mehemna, the Zohar says. Moshe Rabbeinu is the loyal shepherd of Klal Yisrael. If you remember Pashat Pinchas, and now you remember, there, when Moshe Rabbeinu is looking for a successor, Yikar Hashem, Elokei Arucha, Slechol Basa, Isha Laeda, that he should go in front of them, should lead them, V'loti Adas Hashem, Katzon Hashem Lahem, Roeh, that Klal Yisrael should not be like a flock without a shepherd. You have also in Tehillim, I believe it's in Tehillim, in Pei, in Tehillim. So there it says, Roe Yisrael Hazina, Noe Katzon Yosef. You recall that? Yosef, Sukkim in Yecheskel. Many, this idea is found actually many, many times. In Shayo, the Novi there, and we know this parak from Shabbos Nachamu. You recall that, Shabbos Nachamu?
It's in Yom Kippur Davening too.
It is in Yom Kippur Davening. But in Shabbos Nachamu, we say, Shayo, Kiroeh, Edro Yireh, excuse me, Bizro Yikabet Sloim, Uvcheko Yiso Alos Yinahel. So we find throughout Tanakh that Hashem is Nimshal as a Roeh. Yecheskel, there's a whole parak Lamadalid, that's devoted to this idea that Klal Yisrael continues to be the son of Hashem is Barak. Okay, so I start again. But the sound of Togah, Nami, what does it say there? Excellent. Excellent. The Gemara Shoshana, as the Gemara describes, as Eya describes correctly. So there we go. Maisa Behema. Correct till the fellow strikes the tenth animal, and that's where we go. Tachas kol asher, tachas atzon, as the Torah describes at the end of Vayikra. Okay, so now back over here. Hashem ruhi lo echzar, I have everything. Binoz deshi yarbitzeni, almei minuchas yinaleni, nafshi yishovev, yancheni b'magli tzedek l'man shemo. And then we have the passage that we sang a bit. Gam ki elach b'gei tzalmoves, lo yirara ki ato yimodi, now, you'll notice that I divided here the mizmor into two. I think the division is a correct division. Could you please tell me why I divided this mizmor into two segments? What exactly are the two segments? I'm asking now thematically, what's the distinction between segment one and segment two?
The setting is different.
Namely? So that's a very good distinction. Excellent. I'm coming to add a second, but first the distinction in terms of the physical locale. That you see that the first few psukim, first four psukim, let's move this closer because I'm sorry. Where we have number one, as you mentioned, Deshe, Magalit Tzedek, Yates Al Moves. What is that? Excellent. One, no, that might be, but before I get to that, one is outdoors and one clearly already is indoors. And it's basically the first stanza, or the first four psukim, if you will, describe my relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, that even though I recognize He is my shepherd, but and He's the one who guides me and directs me, but all this is taking place, as you said, sort of from an external kind of perspective, and He is with me. You see, Kaseda, you know, Aleini and Yancheni, and the language of Kiato Imodi and Yanachamuni. But now, notice that the second set of stanza, and you have more or less, and now I have come inside, as it were. Tarach Levan Ashulchan, Dishanta Vashem Eroshi, Veshafti Beveks Hashem inside Arachem. That's one distinction. Second, as pointed out by Aryeh, how do you distinguish between the two? Just to be more specific now. Namely, which one is which?
Hakam is Shevach.
No, where do you see the elements of Shevach?
Like saying things that you've done from already, it's in past tense, right?
Correct. That you have a statement of
it's things that God has done unto him, and then the second part is it's saying it's like kind of like telling God things that He would want to be done.
Correct. I mentioned to you already last week, or in the past, I've spoken about this a number of times. The Rabbi Kivega has in a letter, he writes, based on Tzad Gemara, Tzad Hedim, it's also Pasuk and Tillim, that when a person is a recipient of the Chasdei Hashem, So one has the obligation, number one, to acknowledge that, to recognize it, to be makir tov. And if one does so, says Kivega, Hashem will then ply you with more chesed. Hashem will then, in effect, you'll become a recipient of his largest, even in a more manifest kind of way. And this is, of course, a if you will, a phenomena that continues and continues and continues. Ad ein sof. And he quotes the pasuk, Zovech Toda, someone who brings a carbon Toda. Carbon Toda is a person obligated to bring, who is obligated? Dalid Tzrichim Lahodos. Yardai Ayam, Ochim Bidbaros. V'chol HaChayim Yidu Chasela. This is a man of device to remember it. Correct, Chayim, thank you. Ari, so you have, in effect, four people obligated to say Shevach Lodot Hashem Yisbarach. So Zoveach Toda, if someone is brings the carbon Toda, which means he recognizes the good that Hashem, the bounty, the beneficence that Hashem has vouchsafed to him, Yechabdonini, he's Mechabit Hashem, he's Makitov, V'som Derech Harenu B'yesh Elokim, what will happen? Hashem, this is a Derech. Hashem will continue to show him even further Yeshuas. He'll be Zochet even more Chesed, and more Yeshua. Why? Because one who's Makir Tov and puts his hand, puts himself beyond Hashem totally, so he's worthy of becoming the recipient of even more. So that's what we have over here. You have the first two psukim, as Arya mentioned, Shevach, what Hashem does, Yarbitzeini, Yenaleini, Yancheini, he's directing me, he's guiding me, Ki Atzei Imodi, and based on that I can go further. Namely, Abakosha, that Hashem is about to continue this kind of activity, and it should be continued, shall we say, Ad Ein Sof. And this, of course, is a very fundamental yesod, because it's someone who yearns for ruchnius, and essentially, David HaMelech, throughout Sefer Tehillim, that's what he's doing. He's yearning for ruchnius. That's why we come to Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, to connect with Hashem Yisbarach, to disentangle ourselves from materialism, from the chapanash philosophy of life. We want to bond with Hashem Yisbarach. That's what we're trying to do. We bond through Limud HaTorah, through Shmiras HaMitzvos, etc., and the like. And therefore, this is almost an ideal kind of setting that one sees actually in this Mizmor, and these are the two sections. Now you argue that perhaps you have here elements of Elam Hazeh and Elam Haba. It's possible, I'm not disagreeing, although I don't think it's explicit in the text. Again, you have to bring rayas to everything. But certainly we have, I'm sorry? I'm not denying the possibility that you have such a notion is found here. I mean, the first section you're saying refers to Olam Hazeh. We have Benos Deshi Abitzenya Menuchos. We're talking about, correct, but we're talking about the context. There's a physical context, the bodies of water and things of that sort. Benos Deshi on lush green grass. Magalei Tzedek. I'm sorry?
Yeah, he's going through life.
Going through difficulties. Gates Almoves. But then we have Dishanta Vashem and Torah refers to enemies. Tarak Levan HaShulcha Neged Sorora. Dishanta Vashem and Roshi Kosi Revoya. And then at the end, as I said, Achtov Achesed Yidufuni Kol Yimei Chayai V'Shabbos Hashem Baruch Yomim. Perhaps Baruch Yomim can refer as well to generally Kol Yimei Chayai always refers to little pshat Kol Yimei Chayai Ba'olam Hazeh, or perhaps it may refer to Kol Yimei Chayai Ba'olam Haba. Now, I always want to read in Ibn Ezra, the Ibn Ezra Pasikeh, I'm sorry? Which? Lav Dafka. It could be also, Lorech Yamin Vishanim may also refer to the world to come. I'll just point out, the Ibn Ezra Pasikeh says that the theme of this Mizmor is Abde Hashem Ha'ozim Tabo Sa'olam. Those who leave the sensuality, the world, the Olam Hazeh world, they smechem bechelkam, and they are smech bechelkam. They're happy with their lot. V'yachshavu ki lechem umayim kineged kol tanug hamatamim. They don't need all the matamim, all the chapanashes of the world. They can subsist on lechem umayim and bread and water. Why?
Water's Torah.
That, by the way, some interpret the mizmor as referring to Torah. I'm not going to get to that right now. That's another level of interpretation. But I'm simply the fiat pshat. But in effect, they are ready to give up on the tanuge rega, on the, shall we say, transient pleasures, in order to be zochet to tanugei olam haba, to be zochet to the eternal pleasures, which of course are the ultimate pleasures. I assume you're probably aware that there's a famous briskalov, actually. Briskalov has a comment, you know, the machlokes in Gemara and Brachos and Lamed Hei between Rabbi Shmuel and Rashbi, with reference to what should a person do, whether one should work, Hanig by a minute of charetz, or should a person sit and learn all day? And the Gemara there paskins at the end. Habi also kirashmi below also the other didn't work, but the Rambam has in Shmita V'Yovel a very famous Rambam. The Rizk Rav actually comments on this. There are yechidim who actually are able to achieve that level of literally just sitting and learning all day. And this for yechidim school, that's under Shabru also paskins. But I'm just noting that again the Mizmar speaks of, and again, I think it's important in terms of what you pointed out. A roe as a shepherd, that is the model that is spoken about in the first four psukim, and the second set of psukim, which is the last two psukim, there the model is not roe, but bayis. So there's a contrast between roe and bayis, correct? Roe is someone who's wandering, who doesn't necessarily have, not anchored, not rooted, but wandering about, mashen ken roe, the second stanza where someone has achieved this spiritual kind of tranquility. So he's already rooted and mushrash and anchored, and that's v'shit shabti beis Hashem kol yimechayai, and that's what he asks. Achtov v'chesed yidavuni kol yimechayai. And this mizmor apparently was established that here Hashem in effect is going to sustain David HaMelech without any ishtadlus, because he apparently says the risk of is holding like Rashbi, like that position of shimin yichoi. That's what David HaMelech achieved. That's how the Brisk Lov and Chayisar, I believe it is, no? That's where he establishes this Yisrael when he discusses Machlokes Tanoim between Rashbi and Rabbi Shmuel, where the Gemara says that Harbi also ki Rashbi will also be Adam. And Amiut actually followed the position of Rabbi Shmuel will also be Adam. That means the Ro followed the position of Rabbi Shmuel where they worked for a living, and there was Amiut that followed Rashbi. So Amiut can actually also follow Rashbi. But for the majority of us, the position to take is that of Rabbi Shmuel. And here where it says, this applies to people of the ilk of David HaMelech, of his stature. Because the Brisk Lov says that he was zoche to achieve the level of Rashbi. Okay, so now we more or less have seen, number one, a number of very, I think, significant auras, simply in the pshat of the Mizmar. And also, we've seen actually two different segments of the Mizmar. There seems to be a dualism, or the kind of dialectic that exists over here, and there's no question that this dialectic is one that surrounds all of us. All of us possess, at the end of the day, shall we say, elements of both. Elements of Rabbi Shmuel, primarily, and also elements of Rashbi, of Rashi Ben Yochai. And another matter which I think also needs attention over here is, which we actually see many times in Tehillim and many, many of the Mizvarim. You probably are aware, if you study Tehillim carefully, you'll discover the following. That whenever we are approaching Hashem Yisbarach, because we feel distant, so then the question is, what tense do we use? When I say tense, I'm speaking about second person, third person. This is very common in Tehillim. You see, often, that there's a shift from one tense, or one person, I should say, to another person. From second person to third person, or third person to second person. I can give you many examples, but I don't have time now to go through that. Is there such a phenomena in this particular Mizmor? Just take a look for a second. Mizmor L'David Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. He's speaking to Hashem Yisbarach. He is my shepherd. I shall not want. Benos Deshi Yar Bitzei Ni. Almei Menuchos Yina Alei Ni. Nafshi Yanchei Ni. So how is he speaking to Hashem Yisbarach? In a very direct kind of fashion. Now take a look at the second section. It's true, you have here also, which is similar to the first four psukim. But do you sense any difference between the way David HaMelech approaches Hashem Yisbarach in the first four psukim as opposed to the last two psukim? What would you say, offhand? I'm asking in terms of the, which is seemingly more intimate? The first seems to be more intimate. And this is a very common phenomenon throughout Sefer Tehillim. Namely, when one is, shall we say, trying to approach Hashem Yisbarach, then you become more intimate. However, the moment you achieve that intimacy, then you quickly recoil. And then suddenly you are becoming a bit more distant because you recognize who I am, and vis-a-vis Hashem Yisbarach, where I'm holding. And this is described very much by the Rambam in the famous passage in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah in Perek Beis, where the Rambam talks about how does a person come to Abbas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. What does the Rambam say? So you know the Rambam has two ways of approaching, of discovering Hashem Yisbarach. What are the two approaches to Hashem Yisbarach? One is, we see it, by the way, excellent, in Mizmor Yutes, we say every Shabbos morning. Namely, Hashemayim Mesapim Kvod Kel U'Masi Adam Magadu Rakia Yom Diyom Yabia Omer V'Lai V'Lai L'Chavedoas Ein Omer Ben Dvorah B'Linish V'Kolom V'Chol Arts Yotzor Kavam U'Bitzei Sevel Mileyem L'Hashem Esomor Elboem Hu Kichosel Yotzir V'Chupasol. Correct, so what is that talking about? How do we see Hashem Yisbarach? Namely, we see Him in the galaxies, in the constellations, in the stars, in cosmogony. We see Hashem Yisbarach in the majesty of the universe. That's the entire beginning, correct? And then suddenly, in medias res, even without an interruption, Taras Hashem Tvima, Mashiach Vaznavash. Eidus Hashem Nemanah, Machim Haspesi. Pikud Hashem Hashem Samchidev. What are we talking about now in the second part of that Mizmar? That the way to come to a rapprochement with Hashem Yisbarach is through the Torah, through Limud HaTorah. So the Rishonim Mabadid. There's not even a transition. It's a sudden shift that takes place, a very jarring sudden shift. And the Rishonim asked the question, I spoke about it last night a little bit, namely, which of the two approaches is preferable? The Rambam has both approaches. He has a Sefer HaMitzvos, one approach, and he has a Mishnah Torah, the other approach. A Mishnah Torah, the Sefer HaTorah, the Rambam writes, the way to approach Hashem Yisbarach is by examining the universe, the majesty, the exquisite symphonic orchestra of the entire universe, working in harmony, working in unity, all the different elements, all the different forces, Newton's law of gravity, everything together. It's mind-boggling. I think I told you, I examined the fruit fly for almost a year. Fruit fly is not a very complex organism.
Came up with
Punnett's work.
What? Rashiva came up with Punnett's work.
That's right. And I saw from a simple fruit fly the Gabla Sabore. That's what the Rambam describes. And the Rambam says, once you come to that, right away you're filled with Avas Hashem, unbelievable love, Hashem Yisbarach. But then, a second later, you realize you're in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach, and you recoil, and suddenly you are a cipher, a speck of dust, nothingness. And all of a sudden you seize with Yira. That's what one sees over here and in many Prokem Tehillim. That when you approach Hashem initially, Hashem roi lo echzar, wow, I'm, shall we say, waxing eloquent. Binos deshe abitzeni, He maketh me lieth down in green pastures. Almei minuchos, lush meadows and fresh brooks of water and streams of water are, shall we say, flowing by. Is a, I think when they sell it toys, they sometimes advertise it. I forgot many years ago there was a toy that was advertised with this kind of approach. Anyway, Yad Cheni, Hashem is directing me, and even when I'm in the, shall we say, straitened circumstances, the gates hamaves, me worry? Of course not. Ki ato imodi, Hashem is with me. And then when one comes to that recognition and realization of the godliness of Hashem, then suddenly the tone is no longer one of Ava, but a bit more of Yira. You hear what I'm saying? So here we have this Mizmar. I would say to a large extent that the idea of a Roeh, which is the beginning of the Mizmar, and then that is contrasted with someone who's now ensconced in a home, in the Beis Hashem, we have here two different segments of the Mizmar, which really represent, shall we say, as I pointed out earlier, what one ideally should be striving for in this world. That the Chatzilah, of course, one has to use the material world, but ultimately one has to realize the material world is not an end in itself, it's only a means to an end. And the ultimate end, of course, is the ideal spiritual world that's being described here by David HaMelech in this Mizmar. And it's also clear to me that this needs a lot more examination. There's a chiastic structure here, but I have no time now to be buying into that. Maybe at Bli Nether at another occasion, I shall show that to you as well. If you ever read, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, there's a very, very beautiful article about Soloveitchik called Uvikashtem Misham. What a piece. A piece that describes the mysterium tremendum of Hashem Yisbarach. And that really, to me, is also very much embedded to a large extent in this Mizmah. Yeah.
Wouldn't the Shafti of Beis Hashem also be intimate?
Would be also, I'm sorry? Yes, yeah. Unquestionably.
So why is that year?
No, the year, because again, the way he expresses himself initially, in the first Psukim, as I stressed, Ro'i, Yarbitzeini, Naleini, Kilo, I have this, you know, Hashem is directing me here, directing me there. Here now, that's more Shevach, as Ari said. Here, the second part is more Bakasha, already there's a more sense of Yira. Bakasha automatically involves Yira.
Same progression happens from Shana Aleph to Shana Bet.
Shana Aleph to Shana Bet.
Towards Rosh Shiva. First it's...
Lahavdil Me'al Valfi Abdullahs. Yes.
Negan, Sora is like a cross from my
creator. Many assume Sora refers to enemies. That's how most Rishonim interpret. The word Sorer, if you remember Haman, Sorer HaYehudim. That's how it's described in Megillah says there. There's a very beautiful Ramban. The Ran actually quotes this Ramban at the beginning of Masechet Megillah. He goes through a very fascinating historical analysis of the whole Megillah. It's good to read that. But anyway, the point I'm just trying to make, no, there is, I agree, it's not Moshe, it's not explicit, but in sort of the fact that in the first four psukim, I wax eloquent, I'm expounding expansively, and then suddenly I have two psukim. I'm a bit more mitzumtzum because I realize whom I am and where I am, and in terms of Dalef Nimi Atomek. Yeah?
Maybe the last line is WML combining the Abba and the Yira and finally reaching that tranquility.
How do you see that? I also want to see that, but I'm not
exactly
sure I see that implicitly in the text.
Not exactly.
Okay.
In the last line, you finally v'shav v'beis Hashem
l'ri yamim. Okay. And somehow he achieved Meseda. But I think the main theme, as Ibn Ezra expressed, and I like that Ibn Ezra very much. Ibn Ezra is a beautiful parish on Tehillim. I've gone through the entire thing. I also went through Absad Yigon on Tehillim. I've studied Tehillim for many years. I love Tehillim. My father, Hashem, was in love with it and passed that love to me. And here you see, I think, a very important yesod, which is the struggle that all of us have with the material world to try to somehow use it, but use it wisely and constructively. Navigate the shoals of the material world. The person can actually drown the material world. People, unfortunately, do so on an ongoing basis. But one can also use the material world to ultimately achieve the absolute and really ideal, idyllic kind of quality of connecting with Hashem Yisbarach through the spirituality, through Ruchnius, through Limud HaTorah, through Chesed, through Shmiras HaMitzvos. And then that becomes the major part, the major component of my persona. And the material part, obviously, then, of course, takes a secondary kind of role and a secondary kind of stance. Halavai, all of us should be zeicher to shift in Reis Hashem, Kodi Mechayai, and the shaft in Reis Hashem, Baruch Yom. Yeah, maybe we'll figure it out. I mean, I'll lead this up a little bit. Fine. I'll sit with you separately. Yeah. Tomorrow I have to get to you, Moshe. The question, what's the marker for it?
Where is it?
It's down.
Cook Sabbath Love.
Yes.
That's
it.
Yes.
Congrats to all of you. Wow.
Amazing. Thank you.
I love Tilla. I do.
Don't forget your phone.
What?
Don't forget your phone.
Thank you.